vaccination rollout means that we heard about a faster than expected reopening from Taoiseach Micheál Martin last night. From Monday week, the inter-county ban is lifted. Hairdressers and personal services are back. Three households can meet up outdoors. Click and collect returns, along with religious services and cultural institutions. We'll hear from the Taoiseach after eight. First, here's some reaction to last night's announcement from the streets of Lanesborough and County Longford, where our Midlands correspondent Kieran Mullooly spoke to people about the reopening news.
There are times when you're standing here, you wonder, is it Christmas Day? That there's absolutely nobody on the street. You look up and down the town and you see nothing. So now we're looking at an opening. We're looking at boats getting back on the river. We're looking at people getting back to work. We're looking forward with a great excitement now.
The big thing for me is that the Shannon will be open and the boats will be able to come and we'll be able to start living a proper life again, with obviously caution. So yeah, I suppose I'm really, really delighted with tonight's announcements. I think it's great.
Well, like a lot of during lockdown, I grew a beard and I'm delighted to know that the barbers are going to open because I need my beard trimmed.
So that was good news. What did you not like about what was announced today? You're also a publican, so maybe you might have expected to get open a bit earlier, would you?
Yeah, but look, as you understand at this stage, it's been tough. It's been a really tough year. There is some light at the end of the tunnel. We're open outdoors only on the 7th of June and I'm hopeful that, fingers crossed, that things will be getting back to normal, get inside pubs and restaurants by around the 7th of July.
My family are actually in Wicklow and Dublin. In fact, I have a sister who is in care in Dublin and she is deaf, so I can't speak to her on the phone. So it'll be magnificent to appear at her door at least once a week.
Lots of happy voices there in Lanesborough, and on primetime last night, Tánaiste D'Oilea Varadkar said the chief medical officer and NPHET have an emergency break which they could freeze reopening if the situation takes a turn for the worse.
India had one wave and the government at the end of that appears to have concluded that they were out of the woods. That was a mistake. We've had three waves and we're not saying that we're out of the woods. We're saying this is still a precarious situation. Still 70% of adults not vaccinated. And, you know, at least until pretty much everyone is vaccinated, we're still going to be battling this virus. And even when everyone is vaccinated, this virus will be with us perhaps for eternity and certainly with us somewhere in the world. So it is going to require ongoing vigilance. And there is an emergency break. And if things go off track or go horribly wrong, the CMO and NPHET are in a position to say to us that we have to stop or we have to freeze reopening. I hope that doesn't happen, but that is there as a possibility. Okay.
So the caution as well as the hope there from the Tánaiste on primetime last night. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham joins us. And Paul, hope, yes, and a lot of people really, really happy about that. But also the caution there. There is a handbrake. It's still a lot more than we were expecting earlier in the week, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. And the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was echoing something of what Leo Varadkar, or vice versa, it had been a tone which was struck by Micheál Martin, in which he'd been speaking about how they were moving more quickly than had been expected in opening things up in May and signalling what was going to happen in June and July. Yet at the same time, they had to assess the risk of doing too much too quickly. And at the news conference, I asked Micheál Martin to explain that. And he basically put it that there were two parts regarding what was due to happen in May. All of these were anchored in public health advice. And when it came to June and July, they were effectively being presented as options, which will be reconsidered in light of new information from NPHET. Mm-hmm. And he said that the May events were deemed to be low to medium risk. So basically, he has a plan, which is the backing of the chief medical officer in NPHET. And on that basis, they were able to give the big green light.
What's the political reaction been from opposition and from backbenchers?
Well, I guess from backbenchers' point of view, it's all gone down very well. You know, good news always does go down well. And the coalition parties were able to tell the country that they were being released from their COVID chains. And from a Fianna Fáil perspective, there was a degree of happiness with the calm delivery from the Taoiseach on the television and the news conference. And that he also maintained that, you know, in some to interviews. I think from the opposition's point of view, it's very hard to oppose popular measures, and in particular when they've received the stamp of NPHET. Labour Party's answer was to say basically that you could have done better, you could have done more, articulating their sort of long-held view on antigen testing and how much of a big game-changer that could have been, and Social Democrats doing something similar. Sinn Féin took a different strategy, Mary Lou McDonald, their leader, projecting forward to the reopening of the economy on foot of some of these changes and basically pointing to the landmine of the issue of cutting supports. I mean, there were individual niggles and problems, some TDs, you know, fearful that maybe not allowing people to have communions and confirmations in the month of May, that could be a problem, accepting that, you know, there's an issue over people gathering and what happens, but they felt that, you know, that could be a problem for them in the constituency. But all in all, this was a good day for the government, Anya.
Still lots of details, though, to work through, and potential niggles, as you say, driving tests, again, the hospitality industries that don't have the space for outdoor dining and won't be able to reopen in June. The fact that pubs are opening after hotels, and questions about the arts. Where might the potential controversies be there?
I suppose it's a little bit like budget day in some ways. So you've got the big announcement, but it's only the following day that the problems emerge, or you get a sense where the public actually stands on some of these issues. So I think an awful lot is going to come down to communication. I mean, you mentioned driving tests. There's a huge backlog there. So how long is it going to take to get these tests up and running so that people, for example, are able to get back into cars and conduct their lessons, which will allow them to do the test? Mm-hmm. We know that essential workers are going to be the first in the queue. Well, how do you say who's an essential worker and who's not, and how long do you determine those who are waiting, who are the longest? Because apparently those in the non-essential workers are going to be prioritised. Hospitality, as you say, definitely a problem. Do you know, you know, ensuring that pubs are reopening after hotels. What about the row of eating inside and outside? Will that bubble up? And even in sectors which sometimes have been ignored, like the arts, what is going to be done for them? We heard about pilots that could be conducted, both indoors and outdoor events, but when and for what benefit? I thought it was notable that the National Campaign for Arts, you know, on the one hand praised the government for referring to them, but then had five questions subsequently, which was basically coming down to the who, the when, the why and how. Mm-hmm. So I think communications are going to be absolutely key.
Now, of course, we've reopened before and shut down before. Leah Varadkar talking about the situation in India at the moment. The difference, we're hoping this time, fingers crossed, is the vaccines. Is the 80% target still the target for the end of June?
Yeah, 82% of people are either received their first vaccination or get a date for a vaccination. Micheál Martin said that is still the plan. Liv Radker said that is still the plan. And the big hope in government is that, you know, as you say, vaccine is the huge game changer this time. And what they're hoping is that if the immunologist, Professor Luke O'Neill, is right, we're going to be awash with vaccines by June, which will enable us to get those numbers. I think that the key moment will come next week. The HSC is changing its vaccination plan on foot of NIAC advice, and so we'll find out more detail on that. About this is the 27th time they've changed it, but we'll have a good sense what happens next week about how those targets are going to be reached, so we'd probably be in a better position to make a call on that then.
All right, Paul, thank you for that. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.